Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Travis Kelce, yeah, his head's in the game. In the waning moments, back-to-back plays. Mahomes puts it right on the money, and Travis Kelce can't catch. But hey, everybody, don't worry, because on New Heights this week, tune in as Travis Kelce talks to Governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, for a wide-ranging conversation. Can't wait. I'm not trying to hate on Tulane and James Madison. Actually, I am a little bit. I have no interest in watching them in the college football playoff. Like, it's actually ridiculous. Something's got to be done here. No one needs to see James Madison as a 21-point dog and Tulane as a 16.5-point dog at Ole Miss and at Oregon, respectively. No one needs to see it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, full breakdown of Monday Night Football as the Chargers beat the Eagles 22-19 in overtime. Wait, what's that? Jalen Hurts just threw in another interception? What's that you're saying? He fumbled the ball on the same play he threw an interception? Oh my God. What a meltdown by Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Will the Cowboys chase the Eagles down to win the NFC East? Did the Chargers all but lock up a playoff berth last night in the AFC? And in doing so, knock out my Kansas City Chiefs. We will discuss coming up later this hour. We will also get into college basketball ahead of an amazing night tonight in college hoops. We got some really tremendous games headlined by Florida and UConn at Madison Square Garden in the Jimmy V Classic. We're going to tell you, of course, at the end of the show, how we're betting the games coming up tonight. But I'm going to tell everybody that we've got, in all seriousness, like 12 teams that could potentially win the national championship this year. This year feels absolutely wide open in college hoops. I'm going to tell you about a team that you might not be thinking about right now as a national championship contender, and you should. And I'm going to tell you the team that I like right now to cut down the nets on that first Monday in April. How about this? I wasn't expecting to say this on the show today. We've got breaking news in Major League Baseball. The Los Angeles Dodgers signing closer Edwin Diaz, $69 million. Nice. Should we just cancel this upcoming Major League season? Like, is there a point of playing it? Are the Dodgers like just gonna win again and go back to back to back? We will get into that. We will talk about the Tigers and Tarik Skubal, and he may be on the move, and why New York Mets fans are and should be livid about the team's inactivity as it concerns Edwin Diaz. And no, I don't care that they made him an offer. That is pathetic by the Mets to lose Edwin Diaz. Two tremendous guests will join us on the show today. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Mark Schlereth. Among the questions that we will ask Stink, who do you think's going to win the AFC? Mark Schlereth joins us next hour on the show. And how about this? Rejoining You Better You Bet ahead of the NBA Cup. Oh, yeah. Quarterfinals tonight. Quarterfinals tomorrow in the NBA Cup. Our friend Matt Moore, Action Network, Locked On NBA, Buckets Podcast will join us to talk about the Heat and the Magic and the Knicks and the Raptors tonight. And we'll spin it forward to tomorrow's games in the Western Conference, how we're betting the NBA Cup, awards with Matt Moore, all sorts of NBA betting talk and NBA conversation with Matt Moore coming up next hour on the show. And in the final hour, in the power hour, Femi and I will give you our early bets and thoughts on week 15 in the National Football League. I've got a pretty strong take on the Panthers and the Saints that I can't wait to share with everybody. Maybe the game that's a little off the radar, but I got a strong thought on that game. We'll talk about a bunch of the big games this weekend in the NFL, the games that we like, the games that we've already bet. And of course, to close the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. NBA Cup, Knicks and Raptors, Heat Magic, 6 o'clock Eastern tip-off. We'll give you that obviously before the game tips, but we'll get to the Knicks and the Raptors and all the big games tonight in college hoops. I got a couple bets, including one in the Michigan-Villanova game. Rematch of the national championship game from back in 2018. And I think we may have a different result tonight than we had in that game. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. And look, this is one of those shows, right, where you think when you wake up in the morning and you step outside and you take a deep breath and you get real high. We were talking before the show about that mashup on social media of that and Nicki Minaj's Bees in the Trap. And I just worked myself into that. You wake up in the morning and you step outside or you get yourself a gun. One of the two. That's how it goes. It's what I've always said that throughout my entire life. And you think you've got the lead of the show planned out. You think you've got it. And then something happens that turns it upside down on its head. And I think that generally we as a show have gotten some pretty good luck in terms of news breaking while we're on the air and not after we go off the air. When was it last night, guys, collectively, that Philip Rivers, the news broke that Philip Rivers was going to talk to? It was like right after we went off the air, like 5 minutes after we went off the air, that news broke that Philip Rivers was going to meet with the Indianapolis Colts and work out with the quarterback needy Indianapolis Colts. And we didn't know if he was going to sign with Indianapolis, but we knew the workout was happening. Literally, Mike Brown says like 7:04 p.m. Eastern. So this is like, we're off the air for a couple minutes and this news comes down. And my first thought is, damn it. I wish we had been on the air so we get the chance to talk about it. Because who knows what's going to happen? Guy's 44 years old. Is he actually going to sign with the Colts? We got that answer today. As we officially begin Terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet, as a river runs through Indianapolis with about 36 children, 44-year-old, semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, hasn't played a game since January 2021. For those of you that remember that game, a Frank Reich disaster class, as the Colts didn't win or cover on the road in Buffalo in that wild card round. Grandfather, Philip Rivers, signed to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. I feel like if Riley Leonard is not good enough to start, is not healthy enough to start, I think Rivers is going to play on Sunday for Indianapolis on the road in Seattle. Throw him to the Lions. And the first thing that we have to start with, obviously, is how insane it is, just like on a human level here. Like, I'm being dead serious. I'm 42. I have an 18-month-old. She's my daughter. Not granddaughter. Daughter. Not 18 years old. 18 months old. You're 44 and a grandfather? I mean, what is that? How has he been able to navigate through this? Just like, obviously, like, it's physically possible that this could occur, of course. Just like, oh my God, like, we all know that Rivers has a million kids. That, I mean, I don't know, Rivers and his wife, I mean, God bless them. I want whatever they're having. I think a lot of people want that. God bless them. I mean, geez, how old is his kid that has a kid? I mean, this is like, this family's unbelievable. Just going at everything in sight. I mean, who needs Viagra? Who needs Cialis? Give us the water in the Rivers household. Jeez. Good for them, man. Good for the Rivers family. Grandfather Philip Rivers signed to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. To a quarterback room that currently includes torn Achilles Daniel Jones, orbital fracture and bad at football Anthony Richardson, and PCL sprain Riley Leonard. And like Brett Rippon's there also. And I was talking to Bill Zimmerman earlier, our executive producer, and Bill said to me, is Philip Rivers at 44 better than Brett Rippon? And my response was, the NFL team is telling you he is. You have the answer to that question. Like, the team that employs Brett Rippon has chosen the 44-year-old semifinalist for the Hall of Fame over Brett Rippon. So there's the answer to the question. Yes. Philip Rivers at 44 is probably better than Brett Rippon. And it's crazy. It's like a Disney movie, except it's real. It's not like Phil Rivers is some a-hole or some quarterback that like people don't like, or, you know, let's say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to retire, and in 5 years he comes out of retirement. A lot of people don't like Aaron Rodgers, right? And whether you like him or dislike him, we can acknowledge that some people don't like him. Who doesn't like Philip Rivers? Everyone loves Philip Rivers. Universally. He's respected. He's loved. People enjoyed his playing career. I don't know that he's a Hall of Famer. I'll tell you what, if he goes into the Hall of Fame, he better go in after Eli Manning. I'll say that. But man, this is a real life Disney movie. I guess in order to be a Disney movie, you have to have the happy ending. And I don't know if that's going to happen. And we'll talk about what happens if you have to play this week against the Seattle Seahawks. But man, if and when, and I think we can probably say when, whether it's this week or in the weeks to come, when Philip Rivers starts a game for the Colts, he will become the fifth quarterback in the history of the National Football League to start a game at 44 years or older. Those four quarterbacks. Tom Brady, Warren Moon, both Hall of Famers, Vinny Testaverde, who is like in the Hall of Very Good, or like the Hall of Pretty Good, at least, like a good NFL quarterback, and Steve DeBerg. And in case anyone younger in the audience doesn't know who Steve DeBerg is, he played for a million years, played for a bunch of teams. I would describe Steve DeBerg as like a pretty good quarterback, like not as good as Vinny Testaverde. Like, Vinny started a conference championship game for the Jets. Not as good as Vinny, but a good quarterback. Like, there are no scrubs. None of those guys are scrubs. QTLC. We don't want them. They can't get no love from me. So no scrub has ever started at 44. So Phil Rivers is obviously no scrub, if indeed he's going to start. And I think he will start a game here for the Indianapolis Colts. And he knows the Shane Steichen offense intimately, right? Steichen was his quarterback coach with the Chargers for a number of years. And he was obviously quarterback of the Colts and knows the organization. And you know that Callie Gordon-Ursay, the late Jim Ursay's daughter, signs off on all of these things, that obviously she feels some way about Philip Rivers as a quarterback, that she co-signed this, bringing him in to be the quarterback of the team potentially moving forward here. Now, I've seen some people on social media, and there's a lot to get to. We'll bring this into the next segment. I'll bring Femi on. Him and I will bandy this about before we get to Eagles and what we will do in full Eagles and Chargers on Monday Night Football. I've seen some people say in tweet and Blue Sky and Thread, whatever, why would the Colts do this? How desperate can you be to bring in a quarterback who's on the cusp of the Hall of Fame? That's how long he's been retired. Can we like pull our heads out of our collective derrieres here for a second and consider this? On the surface, is this crazy? Yes. But you have to consider the situation. Not all situations are created equal, right? If Dylan Gabriel had a concussion and Shedeur Sanders got hurt and was out for the season and Deshaun Watson's not ready to play, do you think the Browns would call Phillip Rivers to start games? Like, no. They'd start Bailey Zappe because they don't have anything to play for. And they, to quote Willa Ford, they want to be bad. Just look at the two-point conversion at the end of the game this past week against the Tennessee Titans. The Indianapolis Colts not only don't want to be bad, they gain nothing from being bad. The Jets have their next two first-round picks. Right, wrong, or indifferent, whatever you feel about the trade, and I hated it in the moment, and I said as much. I hated the Sauce Gardner trade. Loved it for the Jets, hated it for the Colts. The Colts pushed their chips into the middle of the table, right? Is that not what happened? They need to win, and they need to win now. And the season's slipping away. All these losses, 8-5, currently projected out of the playoffs in every betting market. Indy, a dog to make the playoffs. You can't roll injured Riley Leonard. You can't roll Brett Rippon out there. You can't do it. And candidly, I don't think the Colts want to play Anthony Richardson even if he's healthy. So you had to do something here. And from that lens and through that viewpoint, you can understand a little bit the roll of the dice here with Phillip Rivers. And I'll be candid with everybody. I think this is a worthy roll of the dice for the Indianapolis Colts. On the other side, Femi will join me and we'll talk about if Indy can cover this weekend at the Seahawks. You Better You Bet on a Tuesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rivers to the air, fires end zone, and it's caught! Touchdown! T.Y. Hilton! And there go the Colts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Catalan. Andrew Catalan with the call. That Philip Rivers final touchdown pass in the National Football League. I love that it's T.Y. Hilton. Just taking a scroll down memory lane. And Femi, this makes me want to. Okay, so I have the wild card box score open right now for Colts Bill in the wild card game.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I want to see how many of these guys you can. Okay, so what we'll do here is let me bring this up here. Okay. All right. There are, I'm trying to think, how many guys are like feasible that you would get? One, two.
I saw a three highlight of like a pass to T.Y. Hilton earlier today. So I was like, oh, like that guy was on the team. Of course, that guy was there. And
I will give you three chances. Who was the number one receiver for the Colts who had the most receiving yards in that wild card game against Buffalo in 21?
Oh, man. The leading, just in that game or in the season?
In that game.
In that game. Okay, leading receiver in that game.
In terms of yards, not receptions, yards. Someone else had more receptions.
I don't know why I want to guess this person. Was Eric Ebron on that team?
No, I think Ebron was gone. I think Ebron was gone.
Okay, he was gone by then? Okay. No Eric Ebron. Shout out to him. Okay, I'll guess T.Y. Hilton as one of the guesses. I'm assuming it's not because I feel like you'd have gone with something else.
It is current Colts, Michael Pittman. Was the leading receiver in terms of yards. How about the Colts have had so many tight ends through the years. A tight end led them in receptions in this game. Would you like to try and guess?
No, I don't want to guess a tight end because I feel like Ebron was my guess and like, I don't know who else would have been playing. It was not Mo Alie-Cox, was it?
Mo Alie-Cox was on the Colts and like did have a couple catches in that game, but it is not Mo Alie-Cox. It is a white tight end. That helps.
Kobe Fleener wasn't still playing, was he?
No, Fleener was gone at this point.
I feel like he was gone by that point. White tight end on the Colts. I feel like I'm like missing a very obvious guy here.
Whose name had a famous cameo in the critically acclaimed 1990s comedy Billy Madison?
Oh my gosh! Ooh. And I love Billy Madison. I don't know why I can't.
Doyle Rules.
Rules.
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle. There you go.
By the way, I think I have that wrong. I think the Colts did cover because the Bills won that game by three.
They did cover.
I lost my bet on the game. I guess I bet Buffalo in the game.
I said it during the 3 o'clock hour. I was literally like at my Fred Schmaltz job because I was covering Rams at Seahawks, which was the afternoon game of the wild card weekend, and we're in the press box.
That's the John Wolford game, right?
That's the game where, like, game when Wolford, where he didn't survive.
Benched Jared Goff, and like Ken and I like did that on the show, and Ken was like, "You're wrong. They're not benching Jared Goff." And then I was right, which I think was maybe like the one time I was ever right in an argument with Ken on the show. Was Wolford?
Because we all showed up early to like watch the warmups. Like, hey, like what's Goff going to be doing in warmups? Like, what's going on here? Like, oh, he's throwing the ball. It's like, it's hard to tell. But then it's like, okay, I don't think he's going to be starting. That was the Wolford game. Then unfortunately, well, I think Jamal Adams just drilled him.
No, and then Goff ended up coming in. His neck got hurt. Goff came in and won the game. And then Goff started the next week on the road in Green Bay. I bet the Rams plus seven and they didn't cover, which is just like,
and then like three weeks later,
down memory lane of all my playoff losses. Yeah. That's right.
And here's Stafford, and the rest is history. But yeah, I was in the press box sweating that game, needing because the Colts, they were covering for much of it, but then all of a sudden they got down by multiple scores. They needed like that last second drive to cut it to three to get within the number. And then I was like, yes, let's go. But of course, like fist pumping underneath the table because back then, you should not be sweating out games at an NFL press box. But yeah, it was a fun experience though. That's my memory of Philip Rivers in his last game.
I remember. The Knicks lost this game, but I was covering the Knicks in like 2003 for WFUV at Fordham when I was in college. And they scored like, you could probably find this game. I want to say it was 2003. It was Dirk Nowitzki was on the Mavericks, right, at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks scored like 7 points in the final like 19 seconds or something. So Marbury hit a three. They stole the inbound and he hit another three. And the game went to overtime. They lost in overtime, because of course they did. They lost in overtime. But I'll never forget. So there is a press box at Madison Square Garden, but there's also, I can like see it in my mind's eye exactly where it is. Right by one of the tunnels is a media section where media kind of sit with TVs, right? And this was 20 years ago. And there were people, so I guess like Frank Isola at the time, just to name people know, was like the Knicks beat writer, I think, for the Daily News at the time. So like Isola and like other beat writers weren't there in this area. Like they were somewhere else. So this was like, you know, like local TV people and like the college jabronis like me were like in this area. And there were people standing up, like media members, like cheering wildly when the Knicks tied the game. I remember thinking, I was like, this is 03 maybe. I was like 19. Was I 19? I was 20. My math skills are bad. Thinking, man, these guys are kind of really unprofessional here. Like,
There's no cheering student. In the press box.
Let me see if I can. Let's see if I can find this. Knicks Mavericks 2003 Marbury comeback overtime. Let me see if I can find this here.
Starbury, what a guy.
Is this it, Stefan? Oh, rather. Yeah, I don't know if this is it. January 24th, 2003. Yeah, this is it. January 24th, 2003. Mavericks won 101-90 and outscored the Knicks in overtime 27-16. There it is.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's no play-by-play here, but that's the
game.
That's crazy. Yeah. I remember they got like nuked in overtime and lost the game. It's just like so typical. Wow. It's 22 Best years box, ago. Man. Almost 23 years. I'm kind of old, man. It's wild. Anyway.
Been in the game. Seasoned.
Phillip Rivers. Okay. My guess as to how this is going to go. If Riley Leonard's healthy, I think Riley Leonard starts this weekend. He's got a PCL sprain. We don't know if he's going to be able to play. So I think if Leonard's healthy, he'll start this weekend and then would give way to Rivers next week against the 49ers. If Riley Leonard can't play, I think they're going to play Rivers and not Brett Rippen.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'll lay it. If he's confirmed, I'll lay it.
Okay.
Just
to give people the side and total market right now in the game. So this was what, like 11 and a half last night before all of this? More than 10, less than 13. So we are now through 13. Seattle 13 and a half minus 110, total 42 and a half in the game. With, again, either Phillip Rivers or Riley Leonard set to start for the Colts in a season on the brink. And I went to break saying that, and it's the truth. Like, they have to win. They have to win this year. So I actually don't mind this move, as crazy as it is. You got to try something. I guess it was like Rivers or Ryan Tannehill, maybe? And like Rivers has more familiarity here?
And that's what it comes down to. But like also, I mean, when Richardson got hurt, I mean, we weren't coming up with contingency plans then. You know, like it's like, hey, like Daniel Jones is our guy. Okay, like let's maybe like make sure we have some insurance behind him if something were to happen, like a broken fibula that he ended up playing on because they had no other option, and that leads to him tearing his Achilles. Like it's just like, okay, like now you just woke up and we're like, oh my God, season's on the line. Let's call Phil. Like what? This dude hasn't played in 5 years, man. I don't give a damn how much he knows the offense. Like he has not seen a pass rush since 2021 in January. Like, and now he has to go against the Seahawks potentially? How do you think that's going to go?
Let me ask you this question. Hypothetical. Riley Leonard's healthy. Do the Colts sign Phillip Rivers?
No, I don't think they do. I think they ride out with Riley Leonard.
So I guess like my counter to that would be, and I'm not.
I don't think
I'm
he was that bad against Jacksonville, to be honest.
I don't either. I'm not trying to defend Chris Ballard at all here. At all. I think they probably like Riley Leonard, which, I'm not saying that like they think Riley Leonard can win a Super Bowl, but like in the event that Jones had to go out, they felt like they could play Riley Leonard until Richardson's back and healthy would be my guess. That was their thought process.
So do you think Rivers is just like as insurance is like backup for Riley Leonard? Like, do you think like we don't even ever see Rivers? Like let's say Riley Leonard's healthy enough to play this Sunday and like he gets through the game okay. Do we ever see Phillip Rivers?
Depends how it goes.
Yeah, I guess it's like if you play as well in the game. I mean,
they are. You better you bet on this Tuesday, Nick and Femi talking the Phillip Rivers signing of the Colts. What a sentence. Like, what a world. It's actually amazing.
This is 2020? Like, what is it? What are you talking
about? Dude, like, they can't mess around. Like, they can't.
No.
They have to try and win. Like, they have no incentive. They get nothing out of losing. None. They have to try and win. They don't have first-round picks in the next 2 years. They have to try and win. So if Riley Leonard's not healthy, they're going to play Rivers. And let's say Leonard is healthy and Leonard plays this weekend and he falls on his face. Like, you think Leonard's starting? If they're then they'll be 8-6 with a murderer's row schedule to close. No way. Like, Rivers is going to play at that point. They have to throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. They have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. When you're desperate, you're desperate. And, like, that's what this whole theme has been for the Colts. Like, you outlined it with the Sauce Gardner trade in the last segment. Like, every move has been desperation for Indianapolis this year. I get it in that sense. I just don't think it's going to work out, which is, like, not what we're talking about here. It's like, hey, like, this is why they're doing it as opposed
we'll do
how
next,
do you think
yeah.
this is going to go? But, like, yeah, like, I guess if you put it that way, okay, yeah, like, call someone who knows the offense. Call someone who has a good relationship with Shane Steichen and someone that we think can do it. But, like, I'm just not buying this, oh, he threw the ball well in the workout and he's been keeping – come on, like, stop. You're not going to convince me that a guy that hasn't played in 5 years all of a sudden is going to roll out of bed and look like a competent NFL quarterback. Like, miss me with that noise. Like, that's just not happening.
All right, so let's talk about now if Philip Rivers has to play. And if Rivers is on the field. I actually
say a prayer.
Well, I have a fantasy football take. Because I'm sick. Well, like, I guess, like, you could consider playing him in, like, a super flex league with two quarterback. But
you didn't bet any comeback player of the year, did you? People have been doing that.
Not yet. I mean,
stop, don't do it. I will not let you do that. He might not even play all the games. And they changed the rules. It's not happening.
Fair enough. If Rivers plays, I would put him at more than 50% to play a game this year for the Colts. If that happens. Wow. Like, they don't make this signing. Like, they're signing him to play him. Otherwise, like, they'd sign some jabroni to back up Brett Rippon, and Brett Rippon would play. If Riley Leonard, well, that's how this would go. Yeah. It's going to be so everything in Steichen's offense that has to do with the quarterback running the ball, which is, like, a pretty big part probably of what he wants to do now. Is he capable of calling a different offense? Yes. But, I mean, think about what he's done largely in Indy, right? And, you know, we did see him with Flacco have a little success last year. Like, Flacco was bad, but, like, he's coordinated an offense for quarterback who can't move. And that was the thing about Rivers in his final year in Indianapolis. Like, he couldn't move. He couldn't move towards the end. So I think you're going to see a ton of quick game, obviously. Like, he's going to get the ball. It's going to get out of his hands quickly. They're probably going to run a ton out of the shotgun because, I don't know, you want Rivers under center, like, against the Seattle Seahawks defense?
No.
It'll be a ton of run game with Jonathan Taylor, which teams know is coming anyway. Like, I don't know why they can't have success doing that. And then it's going to be Taylor in the passing game. It's going to be Tyler Warren. And it's going to be Josh Downs. Like, I actually, just as a fantasy take here and a prop betting take, and the people that check out my Sunday stuff know this, because I've been betting him for basically every week for a long time now this season. And he hasn't gone over every week, but he goes over most weeks. I've been betting Alec Pierce over receiving yards. And my buddy Greg Rosenthal had a great tweet that I want to reference here. He tweeted a couple months ago, however good you think Alec Pierce is, like, he's better. He's better than that. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to get a huge... That's one of the reasons why they traded A.D. Mitchell. Because Alec Pierce is unbelievable. He's not just like a one-trick pony, like nine-route, deep shot guy. He can do way more than that. I think Rivers nukes that. I think, like, Alec Pierce is dead.
Yeah.
As far as, like, fantasy is concerned now. I think Josh Downs is back to life. And it'll be a ton of quick game. And I think Steichen's a good enough coach to be able to scheme something up that at least is competent here. I'm curious, what do you, okay, let's say tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. It wouldn't be tomorrow morning, right? It'd be in a couple days. Rivers is named the starter this weekend if that happens. The market's currently 13.5. What does it close at Seattle? How do you even quantify this? We're guessing.
It's a hard question to answer. I'm guessing, I mean, I think people will talk themselves if it ever got to the key number of 14 to be like, oh, like, let me bet Indy. I think we hang out here. You think people are going to want to lay it? You think they agree with me? You think they're going to be like, let's lay the Seahawks?
I think we're in between 14 and 17 if Rivers plays.
I mean, you're probably right, because even, I mean, 16.5 Seahawks, I'll lay it. They're going to put together a game plan, but, like, the running game, I feel like, kind of gets nuked based on the fact that the quarterback can't move. Daniel Jones is a good athlete. And now you have not a bad athlete, a 44-year-old athlete. Like, it's just...
I mean, Flacco did play for the Colts last year. Like, how... And being serious, how dissimilar are Joe Flacco and Phillip Rivers?
But at least he's been playing... Flacco, like, missed, like, what? Like, 8-9 months? This guy's missed 5 years. This is well, when Flacco wasn't out of the game.
When you put it like that, I want to bet the Colts, and then after the game, if they cover, I want to get a shirt like you get when you go to an amusement park, like I survived Space Mountain. Like I survived betting on Philip Rivers in his first game in 5 years. I want that shirt if I bet the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. All right, yeah, it's against the Seahawks defense. All right, on the other side, we'll break down Monday Night Football, the Eagles' inexplicable loss in LA against the Chargers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurts. Intercepted, and now the ball's out, and Hurts ends up with a ball in his hands. He fumbles. Chargers ball.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, the call last night on ESPN. What a game. Terribly played, but also massively entertaining and compelling. I was going to say I enjoyed myself throughout, but I would have won both bets I made on the game side in total. Omarion Hampton went over. I would have won side in total if the Eagles had scored at the end. Instead, I lost both. We'll get to all of it in a moment, but we got to tell you, it's NBA Cup time. And today's NBA Odds Boost token from BetMGM belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Just before we get to the totality of the performance from Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense, the Eagles defense kicked ass in this game. Before we get to that, just the play where Jalen Hurts turned it over twice. You know, I'm thinking right before the show, like, how do I want to talk about this play where you have two incredible errors that occur right next to each other, right? On the same play in this instance. And I remember in my single days, when I still lived in New York, so this had to be 2014, 2015, I went on a date with the girl I met on one of the dating apps. I think it's probably just, I think it might've been like just Tinder. I don't even know if like Bumble or Hinge were around. I think it was just Tinder. So I go on a date with this girl and I drank too much. I was drunk. This is, you know, probably a little too drunk for a first date. And I said something, and it was not something offensive, because like I don't do that. I know it was not so. It was something dumb, though, that I said. And she got annoyed with me. So that's the interception. And she basically said something to the effect of, like, I need you to apologize for this, something like that. And in that moment, I remember, I don't remember what I said, but I remember looking at her and thinking, I don't remember what I said, and I don't know what I'm supposed to apologize for. And I just like looked at her and didn't say anything, and she literally left. It's the only time in my dating career that I've ever been like left on a date. And I remember just standing there and like she was gone and like looking around being like, did this actually happen? So you had the stupid comment that I made, followed by not being able to remember what I said in order to apologize. The football equivalent of that is Jalen Hurts getting picked off, the recovering a fumble and then fumbling on the same play. Femi writes, at that point, you ask yourself, should I stay out or go home? Oh, I definitely went home and probably smoked a fat bong to the face. Almost, I mean, I don't even need to remember to know that that's absolutely what happened. Because, you know, you gotta, let's forget about this terrible thing that has occurred. So, I can't believe the Eagles lost this game last night. Like, I actually cannot believe that they lost. With how well the Eagles defense played. This was, and there's a Chargers conversation that we'll probably have next hour on the show because this will mostly be devoted to the Philadelphia Eagles. In a game where the Eagles defense sacked Justin Herbert 7 times and pressured him like 70% of the time in the game, he was under duress the entire game. And the Chargers only passed for 139 yards in the game. For the Eagles offense to not do enough to get them over the finish line when the defense does that is unforgivable. And we can blame disgrace to Italians, Kevin Petullo. Please don't egg his house. Like, people take things too far. Like, yeah, personal life, professional needs to be separated. But we can blame Kevin Petullo all you want. And look, who would make the argument that Petullo's doing a good job? Who would say that? I'm not here to tell you that. You could blame Nick Sirianni. You could blame the offense. You could blame Big Dom. I would never say he's a disgrace to Italians. He'd kick my ass. At some point, the quarterback's got to be blamed. And this is not me like looking down at everyone being like, see, I told you all along. I'm kind of in this position now where I've defended Hurts this entire season. And for me, the worm started to turn a little bit after Black Friday and the game against the Bears, where he's terrible in that game, like objectively. And you know, listeners and viewers, that I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan. I've always defended Jalen Hurts. I think Hurts is a big-time player. Super Bowl MVP. You trust him in the clutch. And even to the point, and I'm curious, and I'll talk with Femi about this, you know, when we talk about the Chargers later, when they get the ball in overtime down 22-19, Chargers kick the field goal. By the way, is Cameron Dicker, like, he doesn't have the leg that Brandon Aubrey does. Is he the best kicker of all time? Are we watching the two best kickers in NFL history with Dicker and Brandon Aubrey? The Eagles get the ball, and I'm convinced that they're going to win the game. With everything that's happened this season and how poorly he's looked and how bad the offense has been, I still felt like they were going to win. I even texted the You Better You Bet group, like, they're going to score a touchdown. They're going to win the game. They're going to win. And they didn't. And he threw a brutal interception to end the game, which kind of reminded me, You Better You Bet on this Tuesday, which kind of reminded me of the Caleb Williams interception to end the Bears-Packers game, a kind of a similar play, right? With it's not apples to apples. Like, this play got tipped by Cam Hart. Tony Jefferson picks it off. Like, the Packers-Bears plays was a great individual play by Keyshawn Nixon. So not the same thing, right? But still, kind of a similar play. The difference, though, between those two plays is Caleb Williams is a second-year quarterback that we can candidly make some excuses for. Now, whether or not he's going to be better in year three remains to be seen, but you can make some excuses for him, right? He played great in the second half also. There's no excuse for Jalen Hurts. None. Zero. I don't care that Lane Johnson didn't play. I don't care that Landon Dickerson's in and out of the lineup. I don't even care that A.J. Brown, and look, like, A.J. Brown had a couple huge drops on good Jalen Hurts throws. And the narrative, candidly, is a little different today if A.J. Brown makes one of those catches, because the Eagles probably win the game if that happens. He drops some balls that he absolutely has to catch. Hurts also missed him on a couple passes throughout the game. But it's still, we get into this spot, right, where we can kind of do that. And I could see a sports talk host or someone on TV saying, well, if A.J. Brown catches that ball, then we're talking about how, like, the Jalen Hurts was good when it mattered the most. We got to call a spade a spade. He's terrible for the balance of this game. He's terrible. He was really, really bad. And they even got the run game going. Now, it took like a fake tush push to get Saquon Barkley sprung loose for a long touchdown, but like they did get it. Saquon ran for over 100 yards. They allowed 139 passing yards. They sacked Herbert 7 times. They crushed him the entire game. We'll get to Herbert and the Chargers. And they lost. The quarterback's a big problem right now. And the stunning thing to me is it doesn't look like he's playing with like any degree of confidence. This is a guy who, this calendar year, won Super Bowl MVP. 10 months ago, Super Bowl Most Valuable Player. And what it's been reduced to? He's not even recognizable sometimes with these passes. And I've defended him. I don't know how you can defend it anymore. Now, I don't want to bury the Eagles, although I want to. I want to practice what I preach. Because yesterday on the show, you know, we talked about Jordan Love and the Packers and how the NFL season is long with many twists and turns, and how over the balance of a 17-game, 18-week regular season, there are like a bunch of mini seasons that teams will undergo, right? Where the Packers had that mini season where they lose to the Panthers at home, and then the brutal loss to the Eagles on Monday night, where I came on the show that Tuesday and said the Eagles are dead. Or the Packers, excuse me. The Packers are dead. Cross them off the list. And clearly what we've seen since then, they've gone 4-0 and they look awesome. And I don't think they're going to win the NFC, but they're in the conversation. Like, they're back on the list. I'm not going to be so stubborn or obstinate as to be like, well, you know, like they sucked then, so they still suck now. Like, no, they're really good. So it's not impossible that the Eagles can get it together. There's still 4 games left in the regular season for them to get it together. Do you have confidence, you the listener, you the viewer, they're going to make it happen? A lot of people will point back to 2023 and the analog between this team and that team. That team obviously started 10-1 and had the unbelievable collapse down the stretch, which ended in calamity in the wild card game in Tampa against the Bucs, when they couldn't pick up a blitz and Jalen Hurts couldn't beat the blitz. And it was really weird, right? And then Kellen Moore comes in, yada, yada, yada. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions. The big difference between 23 and 25, this defense is freaking spectacular for the Eagles. And I know they looked bad against the Bears. They were great last night. Great. And if the offense can give you like any, basically, the defense is good enough that I still think their upside is to maybe not, we'll see who the opponent would be. I think the AFC is weak enough where you can actually still say right now, even if I'm saying that I don't know if it's likely, their upside is still to win the Super Bowl and go back to back. It is, if the defense is going to be that good. Now you need the offense to play a little better. Are they going to win the division? Philly's 8-5. Dallas is 6-6-1. If Dallas wins out 10-6-1 and the Eagles go 2-2, 10-7, Dallas wins the NFC East. Philly, to close, home Raiders, and honestly, if you gave Nick Sirianni Veracitarium, whatever the Harry Potter nerdy truth serum is, he'd probably tell you he wishes the game were in Vegas. Because the first Jalen Hurts incomplete pass, the crowd's going to be booing. Home Raiders, at Washington, at Buffalo, home Washington. You might get two Jaden Daniels games and a Josh Allen game to close the year. Philly minus 1,100 at BetMGM to win the division. So still a huge favorite. Are you that confident? Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth joins us right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.